Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. I'm your host, Kevin Fitch. If you ever have any questions or comments, go to 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers on X and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. On the last episode, we talked about the hallways of school and the strange, weird, and completely unexpected things you might see out there. Now, for the next level of strange, weird, wonderful, unexpected, let's take a little field trip down to the office. The office is the nerve center, the brain of the school. It's the place that unifies all of the classrooms, all 500 students, and 70 staff members. The office is where the secretaries and administrators live. It's the place where all staff knows they can go for answers to the routine and unexpected issues and challenges that always seem to pop up during the day. The nurse's office, counselor's office, and maybe a workroom are usually down here too, so there's plenty of reasons to visit the office. Now, when we grown-ups go to the office for whatever reason, we're bound to encounter some things, especially in the waiting room. The secretaries at our school also occupy the office waiting room. On one wall, they have a bank teller-like window complete with bulletproof glass that looks out into an airlock area in the entryway. They can talk to parents and other visitors through this bank teller window and decide whether or not to buzz them into the school. So there's usually 3 or 4 grown-ups out there in the airlock waiting their turn to come in, and a lot of them are annoyed that they even have to be at school, so they can be rude to the secretaries, who have other things to do, like answer phones and emails and staff questions and type this and file that. The secretary's plate is always full. So you would think that the last thing they would want to do is monitor the 4 or 5 kids sitting in the row of chairs on the wall in the waiting room. Now, there's a wide variety of kids in these chairs. The kids waiting for the nurse are easy to spot. They're slumped down in their chairs looking pale. Some have a whole box of Kleenex with them and blow their noses every 30 seconds, dropping the used-up, germ-infested tissue on the floor. Some are holding a handful of paper towels on cuts and scrapes, trying not to let the blood drip down on the carpet, though it does. The really sick ones are holding a small trash can that the teacher gave them when she rushed them out of the classroom because they said they were going to throw up. It's generally a good rule to avoid these kids and sanitize your hands after being near them. And then there are the kids who are in trouble, waiting to see an administrator. The first-timers are terrified and on the verge of tears. It's the end of the world for them. They imagine the worst possible scenarios, like they'll never be able to get a job when they grow up because they got in trouble and were sent to the office in elementary school. Stay strong, younglings. Everything's going to be okay. The repeat offenders sit with their arms crossed, glaring at everyone who walks into the room. They know what's coming. Missing recess, apology letters, calls to mom and dad, groundings, maybe a suspension again. Their defiant glares dare you to ask them what happened. But if you know what's good for you, you avoid these kids too. The kids sitting in the chair, wearing their backpacks, and smiling are a dead giveaway. They're going home early, and they're not sad about it. Safe travels, my friends. If it's a full moon, you'll probably see a few kids in the waiting room who are either upside down in their chairs, under their chairs hissing and growling, or stretched out on 2 chairs fast asleep. These kids are waiting for the counselor or an administrator. God bless their hearts. There's not enough money in the world for me to unravel the stories behind these kids. Now, you'd think that the last thing the secretaries would want to do is to monitor all of these kids. But you know what? At every school I've ever been in, the secretaries enjoy interacting with these kids, and they do so with compassion and kindness. They listen to the stories, dry the tears, pick up the used tissues and other trash, and love up on these wounded, angry, sad, wonderful kids who are usually in the office for something bad. The secretaries at school are the gold standard for the rest of us, showing us how to navigate the minefield that is the office waiting room. In that place, we plainly see that in many ways, kids are easier to understand than adults. They lay their problems out there for the whole world to see because they don't care or they don't know any better. They usually don't hide their emotions. They're generally easy to talk to, and they usually want to talk to you. They have not been jaded by the rules and constraints of the grown-up world. Who would have guessed that the office waiting room at school would be a place of wonder, a place to learn lessons, a place that can only be found at school? There's a lot more to the office than just the waiting room, and we'll definitely visit these places on future episodes, if we dare. I'm so grateful for everybody's support of 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. You're the power behind the words, and nothing on this podcast happens without you. If you'd like to give a donation to 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers, it's pretty easy. In your search bar, type in coff.ee/KevinFitch, F-I-T-C-H. It'll take you to the Buy Me a Coffee page. You can also go to our website to get to the same place. The website is rss.com/podcasts/5 Minutes of Sunshine. Once you get to the website, you can click on the donation button. It'll take you to the Buy Me a Coffee page. There, you can make a donation, whatever you'd like. There's also $5 and $10 monthly memberships. You give whatever you want. You're the boss. And so, my friends, thanks again for listening. I'll be dropping new episodes every week, and I hope that these 5 Minutes of Sunshine are encouraging you to do the best job in the world, teaching. See you again next time on 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers.